now that you have these like right wing militants, or at least that's how they're described. Like the fucking Wikipedia for Ammon Edward Bundy is that he's an American anti-government militant and activist, and now also governor candidate.
Anti-government and also wants to be in the government.
Yeah, this guy is the next. He's John McAfee without the computers, right?
He's the classic if Ron phones, Swanson. Too much.
Yeah. Yeah, one can only hope that once he gets there, he's gonna we're gonna see a bit more, you know, epic memes about bacon and you know, some epic don't give a fuck type attitudes in the office. I think it's gonna be pretty funny. Hopefully a few gifts get made out of it.
That episode where Ron went to the strip club and he only cared about the breakfast buffet. That one to one maps to my family's grievances with the Bureau of Land Management.
We don't care about all the flashy boobs and tits of the federal government. We just want the nice, simple, you know, the pancakes and the bacon are just the simple grass we want our cow to graze on. Mm-hmm. That is all as Americans.
I'm not saying literally feed my cows biscuits and gravy, but the public land they grazed on is the metaphorical biscuits and gravy on Ron Swanson's plate.
And look, sometimes if I want to fatten my cows up for harvest day, do I put a little biscuits and gravy in with their grain? Perhaps I do. It's an old family secret. I'm not going to tell you if I do or not.
Also, this guy is from like Idaho and Nevada, and I don't know what accent we're doing, but I feel like it's going pretty far southeast. I have no idea what this guy sounds like.
Yeah, he might just sound exactly like us, and we're just like, no, I'm just a simple country lawyer. A simple country farmer, if you will.
I'm just a simple gubernatorial candidate.
Now, I don't know. I don't know, you know, two ways from Sunday which way the wind is blowing, but I don't need a compass to tell me which way the wind shines.
He's just Tennessee Williams.
He turns into Foghorn Leghorn. Hey, if Kevin Spacey can make millions of dollars doing a terrible Foghorn Leghorn impression on House of Cards, we can make hundreds of dollars doing it on our podcast.
Remember when
fair.
That show came out and everybody thought it was really good?
Yeah, it's so funny. That show is terrible.
I've gone back and watched like the first season again, or I think my parents were watching it at their house, and I actually got in a fight with my family because I wouldn't stop making fun of House of Cards while it was on in front of us. Yeah, they were like, will you shut the fuck up, please? You're going to ruin pretend politics now, too.